The Charlotte Observer is moving to a new office this spring, and that means saying goodbye to the current newsroom and offices on South Tryon Street. On Thursday, a few hundred employees, past and present, reunited for a couple of hours to reminisce. WFAE's David Borax once worked at The Observer as an editor and reporter, and he joined the crowd.
The Observer staff is a lot smaller than when I was there in the 1990s. Times have been tough for the newspaper industry. The newsroom once filled the fourth floor. Now it takes up about half the space and there are empty desks. But there's still life here and memories. Reporter Nancy Bracci has worked here since 1969 and is excited about making the move into her fourth building. She started in the 1927 building that housed both the Morning Charlotte Observer and Afternoon Charlotte News, which folded in 1985.
We worked in a very old building up by the sidewalk on Tryon Street. We were stuffed in like sardines. Our typewriter carriages would bang into each other. We were so close together. We went across the street to the Elks Club, the grand ballroom on the second floor.
The two newsrooms stayed in that building about a year and a half.
And Labor Day weekend, 1971, we moved over here to occupy this new space. And we thought we had arrived in the promised land.
Political reporter Jim Morrill remembers how the Observer and the News coexisted. When you took the escalator up to the fourth floor, you had a choice of two doors, the News on the left, the Observer on the right.
Those of us at the Observer hardly ever went into the News newsroom, and I don't think the people on the News side ever came over here.
That's the way it was until 1983, when the newsrooms merged for the final 2 years until the News closed.
So when we merged in 1983, it was kind of a culture shock, and all of a sudden you were working with people that you competed with.
Longtime publisher Rolf Neal, who retired in 1997, told staff gathered at the reunion that the paper is more than a building.
It is a building, but it's the people that made this place. And what time we had.
A newsroom is always changing. I remember a heated debate in the late 90s over what kind of cubicles we should get to replace our steel desks. Big bank mergers also brought thrills for us news junkies. And then there was New Year's Eve 1999, when the so-called Y2K bug threatened chaos. When midnight came and the world didn't end, a few of us shared whiskey from the business editor's bottom drawer. Thaden Janes, the paper's pop culture critic, remembers the excitement of actor Will Smith's visit to the newsroom a decade ago, and many remember the adrenaline rush of the newsroom after the September 11th terrorist attacks when the Observer published a rare extra edition. For health reporter Karen Garlow, the building holds sad memories of the decline of the newspaper business beginning in 2008.
The one that really comes to mind is one of those first mass layoffs we had, and there were like 30 people who we said goodbye to in one day. It was like a funeral, and we repeated that several times.
In recent years, the staff has shrunk, offices have cleared out, and the building has fallen into disrepair. Escalators sit broken and idle, elevators are dicey. Reporter Ann Helms is ready for the move.
I don't know how you depict visually on the radio how dumpy this.
Nancy Bracci still has to pack, but she's ready.
We're going to even swankier digs down the street. It's fresh and new, clean as a whistle.
Those swankier digs are the 10th through 12th floors of the NASCAR Plaza, a few blocks away. Publisher Ann Calkins says she has until the end of April to move the operation to its new home. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.